The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 2, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 22, 1975, in Durban, South Africa.
Mahasivang Dharmahu Vimukti Stamadvaram Jushitam Sangisangam Mahantasti Samachitta Prasanta Vimannabasu Hidasadho Ji. In continuation of the last bhaj I recited in day before yesterday, the second part, the suggesting how one can be liberated from these material bondage. In the first part, it was suggested that this human form of life is not meant for wasting uselessly, like the animals, dogs and hogs. It should be properly utilized. The suggestion was tapasya means austerity, voluntarily accepting some inconvenience. This is called tapasya. Tapa, one meaning is disturbance. Suppose I am practiced to some habit. If I am advised to give it up, it becomes little troublesome. For example, if I am habituated to smoke and somebody or higher authorities say, don't smoke. To give up smoking is little difficult. Those who are habituated to smoke. Similarly, but according to the doctor's advice, if somebody has to give up smoking, he has to. Otherwise, his disease may not be cured. Similarly, our this present position, tapo dibbang putrakajina suddhita satya, we are constantly, repeatedly changing body, transmigration of the soul, tatha dehantara prapti, that means we are accepting death. Death means change of the, final change of the body. When this body is no more useful to continue, then by nature another body is offered. At the time of death, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, jang jang bapi smaran loki tajat tanti kalevaram. Sadatadabhava-bhavita. We create a mental situation. We have got two kinds of bodies, subtle body and gross body. This gross body is made of 5 gross material elements. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. And the subtle body is made of mind, intelligence and ego. When we sleep, the gross body does not work, but the subtle body works. We dream therefore. So, at the time of death, this gross body is finished But the subtle body, mind, intelligence and ego will carry me to another gross body. It will enter into the womb of another mother and she will create another similar body like the mother, and when it is complete, then it will come out. So the spirit soul in this way bound up by the material gross body and subtle body. This is our disease. This is material existence means we are suffering from this disease. So in the first verse it was suggested by Rishabdev to his sons, my dear sons, tapo putraka, tapo dibbanga putraka, jina suddhita satya, jasmad brahma sukham anantam. Our position is, as I explained the other day, we are part and parcel of God. God's existence is Satchitananda Vigraha, eternal, blissful knowledge. So we are part and parcel. Our knowledge, our blissfulness, our eternity may be very small, but we possess the same quality. Anandamaya Abhyasa. In the Vedanta Sutra, it is said, the spirit soul, or God, God is the Supreme Spirit, and we are minute. He is Vibhu, unlimited. We are Anu, very small, molecular, or atomic. So, quality is the same. So our seeking after eternity, seeking after full knowledge and to remain blissful, that is our nature, because we are part and parcel of God. But on account of being covered by these material elements, earth, water, air, fire, ether, mind, intelligence and ego, we are suffering this disease, janma mrityu jara vyadhi. Janma means birth and mrityu means death. As soon as we take birth, it means we must be prepared for death. I am increasing my age means decreasing my age, not increasing. When a child is born, if some friends ask when this child is born, now 1 week before, that means the child has already died 1 week. From his duration of life, make 1 week minus. So we are dying every moment. Mrityu, death is sure as death. So, but we are not meant for death. Neither we are meant for birth. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Na jayate naam yate va. The spirit soul is never born, neither he dies. Nita sasatoyam na hannate hannavani sarire. The spirit soul, nita, eternal, sasat, inexhaustible. Nahannate, clearly says, nahannate hannamane sarire. So this death is artificial. Therefore we do not like to die. We do not like to be unhappy. We do not like to be without any knowledge. This is our nature. But because this nature is hampered on material condition, therefore the business of the human being is to cure this disease, birth, death, old age and disease. This is the mission of life. Not to waste time, not to waste our life duration of life, just simply jumping like dog and horse. That is not human life. Suppose if, therefore you have to undergo tapasya. We should not indulge whimsically to anything. That is not human life. Therefore, human life, there is need of education. There is need of regularities. There is need of following the instruction of the authorities. That is in human life. Law is meant for the human life, not for the cats and dogs. Therefore, Rishabdev suggested that you practice austerity. Means, austerity means, I have already explained, I do not like to do anything, but for curing my, this material disease, I have to do that. This is called austerity. The same example. I am habituated to smoke. I don't like if somebody say, don't smoke. It is difficult for me. But I have to do it if you want to cure my disease. This is called austerity. So, according to Vedic system, we should be sinless. Unless we become sinless, there is no possibility of understanding God. That is not possible. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Jesham tu antagatam papam jananang punyakarmanam te dandamaha nirmukta bhajante imang dhirabhrata. A person who has completely finished the reaction of his sinful life, jesham tu antagatam papam jananang punyakarmanam. So if we be engaged in punyakarma, pious activities, then there is no chance of acting impiously. So punyakarma, jagaddana tapakriya, these are the activities of piety. Jagga, performing sacrifice. There are different types of sacrifices mentioned, but in this age it is difficult. Therefore, in this age, the easiest sacrifice is chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. Jaggai sankirtanai prayai jajanti hi sumedhas. This, performing this jagga, sankirtan jagga, you have to simply agree. Otherwise, you have no loss. Simply you have gained. Chant Hare Krishna. We are not asking anybody. Give us some fees, some dollars, then you chant. No, it is free. You can chant if you like. This is jagga. This is the jagga of this age. Anyone can join. It doesn't matter that this class of men will join. No, anyone. Poor, rich, white, black, illiterate, learned, everyone. Jaggai Sankirtan means bahuvi militva. Many people assemble together when glorify the Lord, that is called Sankirtan. So this Hare Krishna Mahamantra means we are preaching all over the world. There is no difficulty. Everyone is joining. Everyone is chanting. So it is not very difficult task, anytime. This is jagga. And then dana. Dana means charity. So, whatever you earn, at least some percentage of your money should be given in charity. The best charity is to give for spreading this Krishna consciousness movement, God consciousness. Krishna says, dadasijat kurushatad madarpanam. If you want to give in charity something, please give me. Krishna says, God says. So, jagaddana tapa, again tapa, austerity. Jagaddana tapa kriya, pavanani manishina. We should not give up this practice. Performing jagga, giving in charity and practicing tapasya. This is essential for the human being. This should be practiced as far as possible. So this is called pious activities. So one should be engaged in pious activities, then there will be no chance of committing sinful activities. In this way, when you are mature, jeshantu antagatam papa, no more sinful life, pure life. Jeshantu antagatam papa, janaran punna karmanam, always practicing pious activities. Te danda mahanirmukta, such person without any doubt, without any duality, can be engaged in the service of the Lord. Such person. Therefore, Rishabhdev says, tapo devanga putraka. Putraka, my dear boys, my dear sons, don't waste your time dying hogs and dogs. Just practice tapasya. Tapo dibbang. Dibbang, dibbang means for divine purpose. Not for manufacturing some weapon for killing thousands of men at a time. This requires also tapasya. Very great attention, labor and perseverance, everything required. That is called tapasya. But not that kind of tapasya for the inauspicious position of the human society. No, tapo dibbam, for divine understanding. So the benefit will be jena suddheta satta. Then our existence, the position, existence and our position will be purified. And what will be the result if it is purified? Jena brahma sukham ananta. We are seeking after eternal life, we are seeking after happiness, and we are seeking after full knowledge. That will be attained. So, tapo dibbang putraka jena suddhita satta jasmad brahma sukham ananta. That is success of life. Now, in the next verse, how we can practice tapasya? That is recommended here. Mahasevam. Mahasevam daram ahur vimukti. Mahat, great soul. Mahat means great soul. Who is great soul? Mahatmanastumam prartha devi prakriti maasita. Great soul means who has taken shelter of the spiritual nature. He is great soul. There are two natures. Spiritual nature and material nature. We can understand material nature, this body, and spiritual nature, the soul. And there are two things within our this existence, matter and spirit. Similarly, there are two energies of God. One energy is called material energy, and the other is called spiritual energy. God is appreciated. We can understand God, there is God, by the presence of His energy. Just like we can understand there is sun in the presence of the sunlight. Light is the energy of the sun. In the morning, as soon as you see through your door, open a window, that there is now light, you can understand there is sunrise. So we can understand the existence of God by the presence of His energy. By the presence of His energy. Just like sun is appreciated by the presence of heat and light. Similarly, whatever we see in this world, there are two energies working, material energy and spiritual energy. We can understand there is God. Otherwise, where from this energy is coming? As soon as we get heat and light, we understand there is the sun. Similarly, sarvedam akhilam jagat. Ekostani chitasagni jusna vistarina jatha parasa brahmana shakti sarvedam akhilam jagat. What is this world? This world is distribution of the two energies of God. The material energy and the spiritual energy. So Mahat means one who has taken shelter of the spiritual energy. He is called Mahat. Great soul. So far the material energy is concerned. Then generally all living entities who are in this material world, they have taken the shelter of the material energy. 8,400,000 forms of body. But the Mahat means one who has taken the shelter of the spiritual energy. So Mahasema, we have to approach such person who has taken the shelter of the spiritual energy of God. Mahasemam daram ahur vimukti. If you want liberation from this bondage, birth, death, old age and disease and so many other things, then you have to execute tapasya under the direction of a great soul. Mahasseva. Dharam ahur nimukti. If you want liberation. And tamadvaram, tamadvaram josita nisangisanga. Josita. Josita means Josit means omen. So this material energy is, every energy is omen. The spiritual energy also omen. Material energy is omen. The material energy is tamo, darkness. And the other energy is the light. Therefore Vedic injunction is tamasima jyotirgama. Don't remain under these, the darkness material energy. In the Chandi, those who have read Chandi, Ja Devi Sarvabhutana Nidra Rupena Sanastita. The material energy's business is to keep us slumber in slumber without any pure knowledge. This is material energy. If we keep ourselves within the material energy, that is, that will lead us more and more in the darkest region of hellish condition of life. Samadharam. Samadharam josita visangisam. Those who are too much materially affected, to associate with such person means you remain within the material energy. And if you associate with persons who are great souls, who are taking the shelter of spiritual energy, the path of liberation will be open. This is the purpose. Mahasemanadharam ahu vimukti samadharam jyositam sangisangam. Mahantaste samajitya. And how I can understand who is Mahat or great soul. So that description is given. Mahantaste samasitya, equilibrium. They are kind to everyone. There is no discrimination. Samasitya, that means spiritual realization. To see everyone on equal level. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmani gavi hastini sunite cha sapake cha pandita samadarsha. In another place, it is said, brahma bhuta prasannatma nasochati nakankati samah sarveshu bhuteshu. This is samachit. Equally disposed to everyone. Not that he is American, so I shall be kind to him. Or he is Indian, I shall be kind to him. He is black, I shall be kind to him. No, everyone. Pandita, Samadarshan, Samuchitta. This is the qualification of great soul. There is no distinction. He is such and such person, therefore I have no business with him. No, the preaching. Krishna is preaching to everyone. Christ is preaching to everyone. They are called Mahanta. Mahanta means great soul. So, here it is said, Mahantaste Samuchitta Prasanta. Always very peaceful. Pakrishti Rupena Santa. There is no disturbance. Because he knows himself. He is not disturbed by any material condition. Ohi Duki Apratihata. Spiritual advancement of life is never hindered by any material condition. It is not that I am under such and such condition, I cannot make any advancement in spiritual life. No. Spiritual advancement is never checked by material condition. Therefore we say, Prashanta, Vimannabha. He is never angry. Never angry. Vimannabha, Suhido, Su, well wisher for everyone. That is the vision of Mahan. He is seeing that without God consciousness, without his relationship with God, he is suffering. Srira, sadhava, sadhava, sadhu. The saman substance, sadhu means saintly person. So who is saintly person? Titiksava karunika srira sarvabhutana. Sadhu means, saintly person means titiksava, tolerant, without being disturbed. Now, in the Western countries, Lord Jesus Christ, the tolerant, he is being crucified, still he is praying to God, please excuse him. Of course, his position is different. So one should try to become sadhu. Sadhu. Titiksava karunika suidat sarvabhutana. So, the saman substance of sadhu means, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, mantra bhavishnaya. Upite suturachara bhajate mamanannabha. Sadhu riva saman. If one is staunchly adhered to the service of the Lord, he is called sadhu, saintly person, sadhu. Mahantaste samachitta prasanta vimannava suida sadhava ji. These are the qualifications of Mahatma, great soul. So, we have to find out, the Vedic injunction is try to find out such person you have to take. Tadvidhi pranipatena paripasnena sevaya. You find out such person and associate with him. Try to serve him. Pranipatena, by fully surrender. Tadvidhi pranipatena paripasnena sevaya. Upadakshati tadgyanam. Gyanina. So, we have to approach such person. As it is described here. Mahasiva. I have to give my service to the great soul. And these are the symptoms of great soul. So, as we are finding out so many things for our satisfaction, so our real business is how to get out of this material disease. And to get out of this material disease, the prescription is given here, Mahasiva. Just try to serve a great soul. And who is a great soul? That is described here. Mahantaste samachitta prasanta vimannava suhida sadhava ji. Then, the next verse it is said, this Mahatma. Generally, those who are in the renounced order of life. There are four grades of life. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. The description already given, it is meant for mendicant, who have nothing to do with material affairs or household life, renounce order, sannyasi, it is applicable to them. But another Mahatma also is recommended here. Jiva maise kritasau hidartha janesu deham bhravatikesu griheshu jayatma ja ratimatsu na priti jukta javat athyasya loke. Another, that grihastha, household, it is not that simply sannyasi renounced order. Those who have renounced this material connection, they can become great souls. Not necessarily. Even those who are in family life, living with wife, children, friends, they can also become great souls. They can become great souls. So how they can become great souls? Jeva maise kritasau hidartha. They are such grihastha householder. It's not exactly meant for how to get money. No. Their aim is how to get friendship of the Lord. That is their aim. It doesn't matter. He lives with wife and children. That doesn't matter. But what is the aim of his life? The aim of his life is mai ise kritasau hidartha. This instruction is given by Rishabdev. He is incarnation of God. Therefore he said, one who is seeking the friendship of being or God, kritasau hidartha. His only business is how to keep friendship with Krishna, just like Arjuna. Arjuna is a householder, and he is a Kshatriya, a royal family, and he was a warrior. He knew how to fight. But his friendship with Krishna was very, very intense. Kritasau hidartha. Therefore, Krishna instructed Arjuna, I am instructing this mystery of Bhagavad Gita unto you. Arjuna might have said that, why you are giving me instruction? I am neither sannyasi nor a very learned scholar in Vedanta, or I am grihastha, householder, a politician and royal family. So why you have selected me? Na bhaktosi. Because you are my devotee. This is what. Bhaktosi, priyosi. Not only ordinary friend, very dear friend. So if you become dear friend, like Arjuna, of Krishna, God, then in whatever position you remain, you are Mahatma, grace. That is it. It is not that. In the Kali Yuga, in this age, it is very difficult to accept renounced order of life. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended that you remain in your position. It doesn't matter. But become a Mahatma, grateful. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's recommendation. Sane sthita sutigatana tanuvana manobhi prayasa jita jita. The process is how to become Mahatma. That process is recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not it is his manufactured process, but it is recommended in the Vedic Shastra. What is that? Jnane prayasam udapasa namanta eva. The process is, don't try to speculate on God. Give up this process. This bad habit. You cannot speculate. No. Jnane prayasa. This is called jnana. Jnana means knowledge. Acquire knowledge. Everyone is trying to... Nobody is interested now to understand what is God. But there are some. But they are trying to understand God by mental speculation. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this practice should be given up. Speculation. Jnane prayasam udapa. Namantaya, just become submissive. Namantara. Don't think that I am very learned scholar. I can manufacture my own way how to find out God. Or I am God and so on and so on. These practices we do not. Just become humble and meek. Jnani prayasam udupasa namanta eva. Then, what shall I do? Becoming humble and meek. Sarva kharitana bhavadiyo vartha. You try to understand about God from a God-realized person. That will help. Asthane sthita. There is no need of changing your position. You remain wherever you are. Sutikatanga tanuvanga manobhi. Just lend your this oral deception and try to hear about God from this self-realized person, from Mahatma. Then one day it will become so that although God is unconquerable, you will conquer Him. Prayana ajito jitopasi, you will conquer. God, you cannot conquer God. But God agrees to be conquered by His devotee. This is the indirect meaning, to become devotee. This is the way. And what is the devotional way? Sabanam kirtanam Vishnu. Just try to hear about Vishnu, the Supreme Lord. Sabanam, the first year that you have kindly come here. You are trying to hear. This is very good. This is the beginning of us. Then kirtanam, sabanam kirtanam. Whatever you hear, you discuss amongst yourself. That is called kirtanam. Sabanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam. Remember about the topic of God. Sabanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam padasivanam archanam bandhanam. There are 9 methods. Archanam, temple worship. So, any one of these methods will help you. If you take the 9 methods, that is very good. If not, take 8. If not, take 7. If not, take 6. Take 5, 4, 3. To take at least one. That one is very easy, sravanam. We are opening several centers of Krishna consciousness movement. Not only we are wanting, there are many other centers also to hear about God. That is very essential. Savanam Gitanam Vishnu Smaranam Parasu. So, this process can be practiced even at home. There is no necessity that you have to change your flesh, you have to give up your business, you have to give up your occupation, or you have to give up your family relationship. No. You remain in your. But practice this, sarvanam. Just as you are hearing here, in this hall, you can do it at home. These books are there. I am speaking from the book. You can speak also from the book. And sit down amongst your family members and chant Hare Krishna. So, the aim should be how to become friend of God. It doesn't matter whether you remain at home or out of home. Narottam Das Thakur says, Griheva bonete thako hago unango bole da. Either you remain at home or outside home. You chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Bhasani, Gauru. This is the person. Very simple person. And Hare Krishna. And if you want, of course, knowledge will come automatically. If your heart is purified by this Savanam Kaktanam method, Cheta Tatpana Mahajana, then the heart will be purified and God is situated within your heart. Then as soon as your heart is purified, you will be able to see God within yourself, within your heart. That is called meditation. You see God within yourself and see constantly, here is God, here is Krishna. That is meditation. So, premanyana surita bhakti bilochanena santa sadaiva ridayesu bilo parinuti. Santa, saintly person, Mahatma, they develop by hearing about God constantly. They develop love of God. That is the aim of life. That is the real purpose of human life. Prema Pumartha Mahan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended that what is the actual benefit of this human form of life? To develop our dormant love for God. That is what. Not to accumulate money. Nothing will go with us. Everything will remain. The bank balance will remain in the bank and we have to go. And there will be fight amongst the claimants. So that will be created. But then nothing will go with you. Simply, your consciousness, Krishna consciousness, will help you at the time of death. If you remember, Krishna, jang jang abhapi smaran loki, tajantanti kalevaram. Somehow or other, if you remember at the time of death, Krishna, then your life is successful. So it doesn't matter whether you remain outside home or inside home, what is your occupation, but do not forget your real business. This is the Krishna consciousness moment. So jiva mahi se kritasav hudartha janesu deham bharvatikesu grihesu jayatma jarati mastu na priti yukta. The symptom of a Mahatma, great soul, is described here. What is that? That griham bharvatikesu. Those who are simply planning how to keep this body comfortable. That is the material part. Everyone is busy. How to keep this body very comfortable. Although it is not possible. There are so many disturbances, so many miserable conditions, that there is no possibility of keeping this body in comfortable position. That is a fact. But still, we are trying. They are called deha, deham bharobhattikesu. Just to make gorgeous arrangement for keeping this body very comfortable. They are called deham bharobhattikesu. They are simply busy. How to keep this body comfortable? To such person, janesu deham bharobhat and grihesu, although he is at home, then jaya means wife. Jaya atmaja, the children, and rati, money. These things are required, household. Wife required, children required, money required, place required. So, na priti yukta. His business is not how to increase money, how to please the, relatives, how to talk with the persons interested in keeping this body. Not priti yukta. He is not interested with them. Priti yukta, javadarthastho loke. Simply, just be engaged with them as far as your duty. It does not mean that I am not attached to my wife, therefore I shall forget my duties to wife and children. It doesn't mean. Javadarthastho loke. As it is my duty, I must execute, but my main business is how to secure friendship with Krishna. Such kind of grihastha is Mahatma. So there are two kinds of Mahatma. One is renounce order. They are preaching all over the world for the benefit of the society, and the grihastha, he may not be preaching, he can preach. Amongst his relatives, members, children, he can also preach. Friends. So preaching cannot be stopped. You can do small scale or big scale. The benefit will be savanam kirtanam. Just like we are preaching, we are hearing also. And you are chanting also. So this chanting and hearing process should be increased. One should try to become sinless and try to make friendship with God, then our life will be successful. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. But his form is not like our form. His form is Satchidananda Vigraha. His body is eternal, full of knowledge and blissful. This form is not eternal, neither full of knowledge, nor blissful. So, it is not that God has no form. When it is described indirectly that God has no form, means He has no form like us. Don't think that He has no form. He has no form, material form like us, which is not eternal, not full of knowledge, not blissful. So God has form. God's form is realized in three different stages. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Vadanti tatta utta vidas satyam jad jnanam adyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaneti sabdati. That absolute truth is realized. They are one, but realized in three different phases. Just like the example is given, I have given several times, that the sun glow and the sun god, there is, within the sun glow, there is sun god. His name is Vibhusha. As you refer to Bhagavad Gita, in the Bhagavad Gita you find the predominating deity or the president of the sun globe, his name is Vibhusha. Imam Vibhusati Yugam Pattavana Hoyabha. Krishna said that many millions of years ago, he went to the sun globe and he preached this Bhagavad Gita to the sun god, the president of the sun globe, Vibhusha. So there are living entities. The sun god is a living entity. The difference is that the living entity is there, the body is made of fire. As our body is made of earth, dirt, their body is made of fire. Therefore they are so glowing. Everything. This is fiery planet, airy planet, watery planet, earthly planet. Five elements. So, if we cannot imagine that because we are about earthly body, there cannot be fiery body. That is our lack of knowledge, poor fund of knowledge. In God's creation, there are varieties. So, just like we can see in the water, they are living entities. Their body is made of different, not different, but different proportion of the material elements. So they can remain within the water. Similarly, different proportion in every planet. In the Shastra, you see, it is not that all the planets are vacant only. This is not very good idea. Everywhere there are living entities. So all these living entities throughout the whole universe, they are possessing body of the material elements. But God has no such body. His body is different. Satchidananda Vigraha. Ishara Paramakrishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. So, that Satchidananda Vigraha, spiritual body, can be expanded, reduced. Anoraniyan, Mahato Mahiyan. He can expand this body, spiritual body, bigger than the biggest. And he can reduce the body smaller than the smallest. That is God's body. You cannot do that. Annantara sang paramanucha. God is within the atom. How he is within the atom? Anoraniyan. He can become smaller than the smallest. He can become bigger than the biggest. So Arjuna, when he saw the Vishwarupa, he showed him the bigger than the biggest form. But his usual form is two-handed and two-legged. Just like it is said in the Bible, man is made after the image of God. So God has got two hands, two legs, exactly, but he is the omnipotent, almighty. Our power is limited. His power is unlimited. Otherwise he has got four.
Okay. I would like to know why you call the body, the material world, darkness and disease. You refer several times to, if I understood correctly, to the body as disease. And darkness is but one aspect of a different form of energy as is light. And darkness and light are but one of the many aspects of the supreme form of energy.
The question is, why do you refer to the material world as darkness and as a disease?
Don't you see darkness? You require light.
Yes, that darkness is but another form of light.
Yes, ignorance. Darkness means ignorance. We do, material life means we do not know things as they are. That is darkness.
You said it in a figurative sense.
Yes, the knowledge is not perfect. Therefore, everyone is in darkness.
But why do you call the body and the spirit? The spirit and the body is the limit of life, of being in the universe.
What is that?
So then, the counterpart, you have darkness on one side, light on the other. Ignorance, if you want to in this aspect, identify with ignorance and darkness.
Yeah.
I think the question is, why do you consider the body as a disease?
Because there is birth, death and old age. This is disease.
But it is only one form of energy, one certain level of energy. And energy never gets lost.
No, there are two.
If you die, it surely there is only a different level of energy, a different form of energy.
Yes,
energy
that I have already explained, material energy and spiritual energy. In the material energy, you have got all this birth, death, old age and disease. In the spiritual energy, there is no such thing. So we have to go to the spiritual energy.
What do you call disease?
You are a human spirit soul. You have to undergo birth and death. That's an unnatural condition. Just like a fever is an unnatural condition for a healthy person.
Vaishya is the supreme energy. It's been ordained to have the form of the body.
Disease you contact. Nobody forces you to contact disease. When you become disease, you contaminate some infection. Not that anyone forces you to contaminate. So when you come to the material world, it is your own disease. Yes, then you will be cured of this material disease. That is Krishna consciousness movement.
You mentioned that one must not speculate about God. And also you mentioned we must strive to be sinless. Wouldn't the idea of sinless be a speculation of God?
Wouldn't the idea of sinless
be a speculation of God? If we say that God is...
You said, Prabhupada, that one should be... one should not speculate about God, and that one should be sinless. To be sinless, is that a speculation of God?
This is the idea of sinless. We live in sin. We do not know what sin is. So wouldn't the idea of living without sin be speculation? How do we know what is sin and what is not sin?
We live in sin. So is it not speculation to consider a sinless state?
Yes. If you speculate, then also you will not be in position to understand what is seen and what is past. Therefore you have to hear from the authority. Just like Krishna says, jagaddana tapakriya natajya. These four things should not be given up. Performing sacrifices, giving in charity, and practicing tapasya. So you cannot speculate. You take the instruction from authority and try to do it. It is not speculation. It is receiving the instruction from the authority. They do not know, therefore they must search out if he is serious.
Is there some way to find out good without following the rules and regulations laid down by the authorities?
No, that is not possible. He cannot violate the rules and regulations. That is not possible.
He says that to follow the rules is to be frustrated.
Why frustrated? So many people are following the rules and regulations. What is the frustration? That is tapasya. I want to do something, but the rule says do not do, so I'll have to do it. This is called tapasya. And I have no intention to do it, but because it is ordered by the authority, I have to do it. It's like the law in the street. You find it convenient to go by one side of the road, but the law says keep to the right. No, you don't like it, you still have to go.
Do you need that sense in your
says that to follow the rules and regulations, these rules and regulations, they have been forced upon us in our upbringing. And he says also in religion, rules and regulations are forced upon us. And does this not bring frustration because we're doing something we may not like to do?
That I am already explained. This is called tapasya. You have to do something which you may not like to do. That is tapasya. That is advice. Tapo dibbam putraka. Jagadana tapakriya. This is called tapasya. I do not like to do something. But I have to do it because I have accepted somebody as authority. This is tapasya. So this has to be practiced. But it will be easier and by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. There will be no, just like these boys, European, American boys, they're strictly following the rules and regulations. But it has become not very difficult, very easy, because they're chanting Hare Krishna. That is the only method.
Is it not speculation to say that one knows God? As soon as he thinks that he knows God...
You know also God. You know also God. Huh? You are, do you think you are independent of God? No, no, you do not know. Why do you do not know? You do not know that you are not independent? No? Are you not going to die? Can you check your death? You will be forced to die. So how do you say that you are independent? He does not know what is the meaning of death. For me, meaning you are a special person. Everyone knows what is death. Everyone is afraid of death. If you do not know, then I do not know whether you are a human being. Therefore, Vaishnava says Das. He never says Master. Vaishnava, Das. Somebody, Tadadhina, Adhina, under Krishna. Nobody can be superior to Krishna or equal to Krishna. That is a mistake. This Mahabharat philosopher. They think, now I have become equal to Krishna, I am also Krishna. That is Askeda. Krishna, God, is never equal to anyone. Asama urdha. Asama means not equal. And urdha, always the top. Asama urdha. That is describing the Bhagavad. So we should remain tadadhin, always under Krishna. That is our perfection. If we remain, just like in Western countries, they rebel if a woman is advised to remain under the control of the husband, that is insult to them. They cannot tolerate it. But actually, we see in India that a wife who remains under the guidance of the husband, she is happy. That's a practical path. And therefore, in the Manusanghita, it is advised, Nasriyam satantam arhati. Woman should be always protected. That is, protection does not mean negligence. No, protection means to give him all facilities. That is protection. Just like father gives protection to the sins, that does not mean neglect. Similarly, the woman should be protected. It is not that neglecting. They misunderstand. In the Western countries, maybe there is a misbehavior, but actually we have seen, still going on in India, the woman is, that is the ideal given by Lord Ramchandra. How woman is given protection by the husband. Sita Devi was kidnapped. Ramchandra is the Supreme Lord. He could have married many thousands of Sita. But as the dutiful husband, to rescue one wife, he killed the whole family of Ram. This is protection. He killed the whole family of them. Woman requires protection, and the husband is responsible to give protection. The father is responsible to give protection, and the elderly children, they are responsible to give protection. So, we are Prakriti, Prakriti Purusha. So Krishna is the Purusha. He is the protector of all living entities. Yesterday, Vrittanugrahakataram. Just like a father is always anxious to see his children are well protected. Similarly, Krishna is also always anxious to give protection to his subordinates. But if the subordinate denounce Krishna, I don't want your protection, then suffer your karma. That you are doing. Those who are in the material world, they are suffering. Why? They have given up the protection of Krishna. They are thinking that we can protect ourselves. What is the use of Krishna? So this is called dharma-saglani. This is deviation from the natural way of life, when you give up the protection. So our Krishna consciousness movement is, again, go back to that protection. Go back to home, back to God. Thank you very much. To understand the subject matter submissively, to question is one of the paraphrases. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadakshanti tadjnanam jnanina tattva darshanam.
You said that if you made a marble image of you and offered food to Nisina and accepted earlier in the and you
would
yourself in that. What is the function?
Said, in your lecture you said that someone who offers food to a statue of yourself,
he's not statue, but people think statue. He's Krishna himself. But because we cannot see Krishna at the present moment, therefore he appears like a statue.
His question, you stated that a statue of yourself is not the same as you, and yet in some of our temples, such as Vrindavan, the murti of your divine grace has been installed and they are offering prasadam. So is it the same that the prasadam is accepted by the Guru?
Yes. Sakshad haritena samastha shastri. Guru is not different from Krishna. That is accepted by all the shastra. Sakshad haritena samastha shastri. Sakshad haritena samastha shastri. Rukta, it is said. Tato bhavata eva sadhi. And those who are advanced devotees, they accept it like that. Kintu prabhurja priya eva tasya. But the Guru's position is the most confidential servant. So Guru is the servant God. And Krishna is the master God. Both of them are God. Servant God and master God. Guru Krishna Kripa Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. So we have to serve both the servant and the master. Through the servant, we go to the master.